Okay, praise the Lord. Well, welcome to Wednesday, the middle of August already. Hard to believe, but here it is. If you know of any sins, go ahead and confess them now. If not, please repeat after me with unaware sins prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of
I
Jesus,
am not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness,
According to 1 John 1:9.
according to 1 John 1:9. John is just now.
So let's all establish kingdom of God. Those who know how to do it, just do it in a whisper ourselves, please.
I thank you, Lord God, that the will of our Heavenly Father will be done on earth as it is in heaven in this service tonight, and that no demons, devils, or evil spirits can infiltrate in Jesus' name and not interrupt any of us wherever we're at in Jesus' name. And the angels of God encamp themselves around about us with a hedge of protection all the way above us through the heavens and passes the air rights and all the way below us through the core of the earth and stops at the gates of hell and 360 degrees around us for 150 miles of protection. No disasters or challenges will come near us, our properties, or anywhere we're residing or wherever we'll be and wherever we go in Jesus' name. And we impart to ourselves, all of us, the peace of God, the healing power of God, the anointing of God, and the will of our Heavenly Father will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen. And we're going to go to our worship.
Okay, praise the Lord. Let's do another USP, please. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Okay.
Okay, praise the Lord. The Lord wants us to daily on Awake 6:33 and weekly here at service to remind everyone of who we are in Christ Jesus. And inside of us, we have God's dunamis dynamite resurrection power that resides in us. And Pastor James said one of the smallest lightning bolts can power the state of New York for 10 years. Can you imagine what that big one in the middle would be like? But God's power is greater than all of that. And that power in us should eradicate every sickness, every infirmity, and every demon, devil, and evil spirit should run from us when we walk in our authority and dominion, because we know the power that we yield and use in the name of Jesus. So as we receive the teaching, receive the word, we're going to look at it with the perspective of I am powerful in the name of Jesus. Let's just say that together. I am powerful
I am powerful
in the name of
in
Jesus
the name of Jesus
with God's dunamis,
with God's dunamis dynamite resurrection power which eradicates
all sickness
all sickness
and all infirmities
and all infirmities
and demons, devils, and evil spirits
and demons, devils, and evil spirits
flee from me
flee from me
in Jesus' name.
in Jesus' name.
Now we're just going to get a refreshing from the Holy Spirit. Let's just raise our hands to the Lord. And when the anointing comes upon us, which is the Holy Spirit, He re-energizes and gives us that energy boost that we need. And his anointing saturates us. So we thank you, Lord, for refreshing tonight in Jesus' name. Let's just praise him. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. Let's do one more. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for that refreshing coming upon every single one right now. Restoration, rejuvenation, re-energizing us, Lord. Just pour out your spirit upon us, Holy Spirit. We receive your anointing, breaking every yoke of bondage, of weariness, of tiredness, any challenges that we've been facing. We're just not going to think about that. We're just going to cast our care on you, Lord, now, and just receive from you. Drink a cool glass, fresh water, rivers of living water flowing to us and from us, from our innermost being. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you in spirit and truth. It is well with our soul. As our souls restored in you, that we prosper and are in health, even as our soul prospers. And our soul prospers more tonight with your word, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you. Thank you for your refreshing in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Okay, well, last week we had started this teaching as a revision of the El Shaddai contract with God. And as we went through it, we asked you to fill in you don't have a copy now of the revision, but some of you might have an older copy, and Pastor Matthew usually does the posting. So he's going to be taking a little time off. So maybe next week this might be posted. So thanks for your patience there. It was a beautiful celebration of life service for Penny today. They will be posting a video on YouTube. Maybe sometime next week. So those of you that couldn't be there could see that. So just get a piece of paper or on your phone anywhere. We're going to ask you, if you hadn't done this last week, to write down not the amount of money you need every month. We're going to ask you to increase that amount so that you're going to have abundance. You're going to ask God for abundance and start with increments. So once you get that new amount coming in, then you can increase it a little bit more. Right, Pastor James?
Yeah, and I'm recommending 20% over what you need. Because that's a nice little cushion you started with. It's easy to say double or triple or $1 million. I get that. But I want to build your faith up and see you get attainable goals, which builds your faith up. So it's like the guy goes to the gym, he puts on the bar what he can handle and a little bit more. And that's what we want to do right here, right now, get you to having a little bit more And remember, 1% increase per day is 300% by the end of the year. So it's huge. Okay. Now, as we go through this, though, I want you to think about something here. Okay. I want you to think about the word Jubilee. Now, many of you heard Jubilee, and Jubilee is the 50th year in a cycle of years, occurring after seven cycles of 7 years. Every seventh year, they're supposed to Sabbath, and God provided for them for that whole year. So on the sixth year, the crops were doubled, so they had enough to get by, and then they in the third year, so they could actually grow the crops again. They had a huge, bountiful thing. Well, the 50th year was Jubilee. Okay, now we're going to talk a little bit about that for a second here. Okay. Now, Jubilees were each one to return to his family property, each his own clan. Well, listen to this part here. When the field is released in Jubilee, now, whatever you have, it will become holy, like a field devoted to the Lord. Okay. So whatever you get back in Jubilee, it's holy. It's very, very special. Okay. Now, Jubilee reminds us that we worship and follow a God who brings freedom. This is about freedom from everything, freedom from illness challenges, but mainly freedom from financial challenges because a borrower is servant to the lender. Okay? We don't be serving anybody but the Lord Jesus. Correct?
Right.
Okay? The Holy Spirit, God, Jesus Christ, that we were servant to. So we're believing for Jubilee. They were all out of debt with plenty of cash flow coming in. You know, either the mortgages are completely paid off or we have enough money to pay the rent for years in advance. So if you're in a place that has to rent, something like that, we are believing for that right now for everybody. Now, it's very exciting for me. I just learned this today. The great redemption Jesus achieved on the cross coincides exactly with the time of the 50th Jubilee. So 50 Jubilees pass. On the 50th one, he sets us all free. Now, the beauty of this is because Jesus set us free, we don't have to wait for a year in the future. We can be set free right now, today, in the new covenant.
That's right.
This is the new covenant that Jesus made for us. When he died, they don't have to sacrifice a lamb every year anymore, or a bird or a sheep, whatever it is. Jesus was the sacrifice. You go to him, you ask for redemption, it's already been paid. Okay? We're going today for Jubilee, for everything that everybody's owed in the past. There are no more debts. There are no more slavery. Now, Satan's trying to enslave people. Okay? We talked at 633 about the shackles around the feet, which have been broken off of us. That is a form of slavery. People couldn't move to do. Everything about us is going to be freed up. And this prayer is going to be one of the starting points for it, because as we believe, as we step into this prayer today, that our finances are going to be released.
To a greater degree.
Huge.
Yeah.
Exponential. You know, Pastor Karen had a vision a couple months ago of the literal windows, plural, of heaven opening up and money and blessings just pouring down upon every person, okay? And that includes all ABCers, because we pray for you every single morning at 6:33, and that is coming down for all of us. And we don't love money, but money is a tool, and money is a tool that gives you freedom, okay? We have a couple of people we've met, and they're very financially well off. Because they're well off, when they had plane problems, it wasn't a problem. They went and got a very nice hotel. They had no problem. They stayed overnight. And then they had to go to work the next day. They were financially free. We all are going to be financially free, which means we can do everything the Lord wants us to do at any point in time, because money is not going to be an object. Okay? Now, with Jubilee, delivers it came seven amazing promises that should be very significant. Liberty, possessions. A lot of you are like this one. Total restoration for your family. Increase in the field. Freedom from oppression. Safety and triple blessings. We're breaking out. The Lord has set this group up here to start, to be an example, that we're going to break out financially free. We're going to press in. Okay. We're going to get to the next higher level because we're not going to have to wait for money to come to us in years. It's going to come to us quickly. Okay. When Jesus spoke to the storm, it went quiet immediately. With the power of Jesus inside of us, it bypasses time. I used an example a while back, and repeating is important now. You take a seed, you plant it in the ground, it grows a grape arbor, a grape on the arbor. It takes years. That grape is then picked. It's then squashed. It's put into a vat. It takes more years to get a really great wine. Okay? Jesus made the best wine in a nanosecond. He bypassed time. We are going to the faith levels where we can bypass time. And we can call upon things to come to us now. Why? Because the time is short. We haven't got time to wait. And we don't need time to wait because we have Jesus inside of us. With the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us, we listen to Him. We hear His voice. And we're going to pray this prayer tonight. And we're going to concentrate. And we're really going to believe that this is really happening. And when that devil comes to you and says, "It's not coming," you look up at him and say, "You're a liar. My Bible says this." And you know that you prayed this prayer. And this money's coming in time, in Jesus' name.
So we're going to pray it again together with a prayer of agreement. So two or more touching anything on this earth shall be done by our Heavenly Father. We're praying in unity. That means whatever we believe together, unified, will happen, calling those things that are not as though they already were. It means that the impossible becomes possible when we do that. As we pray together, it's a form of intercession for one another. So when you stand in the gap for someone else, then God moves as well. So we're still going to be using a triple triumphant prayer method. So three powerful separate methods into one, so that we're going to get an acceleration of this prayer every time we do it together, or whatever prayers we pray together. So let's do this together. Amen.
Okay. Repeat after me, please. Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
We come boldly.
We come boldly.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
To obtain mercy.
To obtain mercy.
And find grace.
And find grace.
To help.
To help.
In a time of need.
In a time of need.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For promising to supply.
For promising to supply.
All of our needs.
All of our needs.
According to your riches.
According to your riches.
In glory.
In glory.
By Christ Jesus.
By Christ Jesus.
As it says in Philippians 4:19.
As it says in Philippians 4:19.
You have made us.
You have made us.
Self-sufficient in you.
Self-sufficient in you.
And abounding.
And abounding.
To every good work.
To every good work.
According to 2 Corinthians 9:8.
According to 2 Corinthians 9:8.
For we.
Have a new.
An everlasting.
An everlasting.
Covenant with you.
Covenant with you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We believe. That your word is true.
That your word is true.
We ask you. To provide the amount of money. We need to withdraw. In the amount of. Now, here's where you put in your basic needs plus 20%. If you need 10,000, you're calling in 12,000. If you need 5,000, you're calling in 6,000. Whatever the figure is, you say it now. Okay. And from our divine account,
from our divine account,
from the bank of heaven,
from the bank of heaven, for this month of August
of 2024,
of 2024.
Now, keywords here are bank of heaven. I don't care what's going on in the world today. I don't care what's happening in the stock market, the banking industry, inflation. I don't care. The bank of heaven isn't affected by those things. And that's where we are. We're pulling our money from the bank of heaven. Okay? All right. Ready? We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
God Almighty.
God Almighty.
For also being our Jehovah Jireh.
Our Jehovah Jireh.
Our divine provider.
Our divine provider.
Who supernaturally gives us divine funds.
Divine funds.
And divine provision.
And divine provision.
We also withdraw
additional funds
and provisions
at any time
the need arises
to cover any items
which may be over
the amount requested above.
We believe
That we have already received
all the needed funds
and provisions
when we ask for them. As it says in Mark 11:24,
these benefits
are based on all
the scriptures mentioned
in this El Shaddai contract. Now, those are not just asking for money, we're also asking for provision. God can provide many ways. It doesn't have to be just through money. So we don't put God in a box. We're letting him provide for us however he decides to provide for us. Okay? All right. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That your word promises. To continually bless us. In our storehouse.
Savings accounts.
Our basket. Checking accounts.
According to Deuteronomy 28:5.
Deuteronomy 28:12. And Proverbs 3:10. That also means.
That our barns.
Cupboard storage areas. Would be filled.
With plenty.
And God blesses. All the works
of our hands
as well.
Furthermore,
Proverbs 13:22 says that a good person
should have a heritage
to pass on to
his or her grandchildren
in obedience to your word.
We are building up
Our net worth. We thank you.
That abundant wealth.
And abundant riches.
Are always.
In our home. As it says in Psalm 112:3.
We thank you.
Heavenly Father.
That Jesus paid the price.
That we may live today.
Every day.
And every year.
In Jubilee.
Debt free.
Thank you, Lord.
For bestowing to us.
Your prosperity. Your prosperity.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, now when you get this sheet, if you don't have the old one, then put your monthly expenses and the amount, and then put your total expenses, your 10% tithe, your offering seed above that. That's where the tithe is mandatory. So where you're going to prosper in your investment to the kingdom of God is through the extra offerings you give in addition to your tithes. That's where God can bless you 30, 60, or 100 fold. Then here's going to be your grand total. And that's, this total will not match this line here. This line is going to be 20% above your expenses, the total expenses. Okay.
Now, once you reach that 20% above, then the next month you increase it 20% more.
Right. Until you get it.
Right. And then you keep every time until you get, when you reach a level, you keep raising it up and raising it up and raising it up. So more and more blessings come into you. So you can be a blessing to the world and an example to the world to bring more people to the kingdom.
We're blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Okay, so let's affirm these scriptures together. God's promises of his word in the name of Jesus. Okay, so let's do this together. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God has given us.
God has given us.
The power to get wealth.
The power to get wealth.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We receive.
We receive.
A hundredfold return.
A hundredfold return.
On our offerings.
On our offerings.
Which are our gospel investments.
Which are our gospel investments.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We agree.
We agree.
And it is done by our Father in heaven.
And it is done by our Father in heaven.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We prosper.
We prosper.
And are successful.
And are successful.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
With thanksgiving.
With thanksgiving.
We let our requests be known.
We let our requests be known.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We give.
We give.
And it shall be given unto us.
And it shall be given unto us.
Jesus became poor.
Jesus became poor.
That we would be made rich.
That we would be made rich.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We believe.
We believe.
That the word of God stands forever.
That the word of God stands forever.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God will give me.
God will give me.
All the desires of my heart.
All the desires of my heart.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We do not want for any good thing.
We do not want for any good thing.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God wishes us to prosper.
God wishes us to prosper.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We are God's servants.
We are God's servants.
And he takes pleasure.
He takes pleasure.
In our prosperity.
In our prosperity.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God freely and graciously.
God freely and graciously.
Gives us all things.
Gives us all things.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The blessings of Abraham.
The blessings of Abraham.
Are ours.
Are ours.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God gives us.
God gives us.
Hidden treasure.
Hidden treasure.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God's righteousness.
God's righteousness.
Has been given unto us.
Has been given unto us.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We are faithful.
We are faithful.
And we are richly blessed.
And we are richly blessed.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We have life more abundantly.
We have life more abundantly.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
With God.
With God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We prove God.
We prove God.
With our tithes.
With our tithes.
And he rebukes the devourer.
And he rebukes the devourer.
So now say this. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That you've rebuked.
That you have rebuked.
The devourer.
The devourer.
In every area of my life.
In every area of my life.
Especially.
Especially.
You can name it, like in my health. Let's do it together. In my health.
In my health.
In my finances.
In my finances.
In my relationships.
In my relationships.
Those of you that are not retired and still working, in my career or in careers.
Career or careers.
And I know this sounds weird, but I'm sensing that God has rebuked the devourer.
God has rebuked the devourer.
So that I always have peace in my mind.
That I always have peace in my mind.
And he stops the devourer.
And he stops the devourer.
From bringing negative thoughts.
From bringing negative thoughts.
Wow, I just saw something cut off of everybody's mind.
I felt a break.
Just like an oppression get off of everyone's mind in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay, let's continue. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We obey God.
We obey God.
And we spend our days in prosperity.
And we spend our days in prosperity.
Which also means. We are successful.
We are successful.
In everything we do.
In everything we do.
So if you are having an endeavor that you haven't had success in, I want you to declare it a success right now. Like, in the name of Jesus, I am successful in my new business adventure. Or in the name of Jesus, I'm successful in getting the repairs done of my home and name specifically. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is that you are working on right now. So let's just take time and you just declare that, make those decrees right now. Okay, now I also, for those of you that are still waiting for manifestation of healing, let's declare this. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I decree that I am successful.
Decree that I am successful.
In obtaining. The full manifestation.
Of every healing.
That I believe that I've received.
By faith.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's do the last one. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God promises to do for us. Exceedingly.
Exceedingly.
Abundantly.
Abundantly.
More than we can ask.
Hope.
Or think. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise the Lord. I'm excited about hearing about many praise reports that we're going to be receiving of increase in everyone's life in every area in Jesus' name. Okay, well, we're ready for communion. Do you want to lead a USP before
by all means.
Nick's going to do the body and
Andrew's
going to do the blood. So praise the Lord.
All right, so repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I am not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9. Okay.
All right, everyone.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, everyone. How are we doing? On the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and when he broke it, he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you do this in remembrance of me." Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to always partake of your body, your broken body, Father God. As we partake of your body, we remember the sacrifice that you put forth for us so that we might be able to receive life by partaking of your body. So we thank you, we honor, we praise you, and we love you for the sacrifice that you gave that we may be able to partake. All right, everyone, partake of the body.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Nick. Good job. Okay, Andrew.
After the Last Supper, my Lord Jesus also took the cup, saying, "This is my blood in the New Testament, New Covenant, which is shed for many of my remissions of sin. And thank you, Lord, that I am one of the many who accept the covenant of blood. You provide the blood, and I receive this covenant by providing my body as not a sacrifice of death, but a sacrifice of a living sacrifice, a sacrifice of obedience unto life. And I choose to die to self, but to live for you. In the name of Jesus, as I drink this blood, I remind the Heavenly Father that Jesus said that if I eat his body, which we just did, if I drink his blood, which we're about to do, then I shall never die. We should never die, but we shall live forever. And Lord Jesus, that we shall live and be alive and be remaining when you return, and we shall be given fully glorified body, and we shall put on immortality. And we now drink of your precious life-saving blood, and we now accept our Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
We receive in Jesus' name. Great job, Andrew. Thank you. And Pastor James, do you want to do the 20 affirmations?
By all means. We do 20. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Everybody ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. Thanks, guys. You did a great job. Pastor James, do you want to recruit two people for next week for communion?
Yes, I do. I'm led to ask Margie and Frida if they would do communion next week.
Margie and Frida, are you willing to do communion next week?
I'd like to do the body.
Okay, great. Let me write that down.
Okay, and do the blood.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, girls.
Yes, we'll be ready. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to write it down here right now.
Your two names popped off the screen, so I thought that's what the Holy Spirit wanted.
Amen.
And Margie, hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so how many people felt a refreshing tonight after we had that imparted? Anybody felt a refreshing tonight? Okay, praise the Lord.
Nick's nodding.
Okay, and also go ahead and put that in the chat as number one if you also receive that refreshing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And in addition, who also got something out of tonight's teaching? Put a number two in the chat. And if anybody received something special you want to share, you can go ahead and share that as well. Does anybody like the teaching? Did it help you in any area? Okay, put a two in the chat for me, would you please? Okay, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. And okay, Margie's giving hand clap. Great. All right. Anybody needed a healing and you got some kind of progress or manifestation tonight?
I'm believing I did.
Okay, well, we agree with you in Jesus' name. All right. Anybody got re-energized? Okay, great. How many people like seeing that dunamis dynamite power lightning storm that reminds us of what we have inside of us? Is it just me? Okay, anybody else?
No, I like it.
Great.
Okay.
Conceptually, all that power, not just one bolt, all that power together is inside of us. That's a lot of power.
It really
and
is.
That should give you a lot of confidence when any demon devil spirit raises its ugly head up against you.
Ow. Absolutely. Annie? You know,
speak to the hand.
One day, I was actually, the devil tried to give me a lying symptom, and that image popped in my head. We were out and about. And then that image popped in my head, and then I thought about that, and then it went away.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't even have to say anything.
No.
I love it. Okay, you guys, try that one this week.
Hey, yeah.
Right? The visualization of who you are, and then it just eradicates everything. Love it. Nick, you want to share?
Oh, I wasn't raising my hand, but sure. I think what I got out of tonight, what was really great, I always appreciate the practicality, you know, thinking about increasing your finance by 20%. I think oftentimes we're thinking, you know, of course everyone wants increase, but having those small increments, it reminds you that it's slow progress, or it's progress that you're working towards.
Yeah.
And you keep that faith, and you're building your faith as you build your patience and so on and so forth. So I always appreciate that. And I, funny enough, have a budget set up so I can put that into the template that you all have for us. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
Awesome. Great. Awesome. Thanks for
keep
sharing.
In mind, Albert Einstein said the eighth wonder of the world is compounding.
What
so
does that mean?
When you compound 20% plus 20% plus 20% plus 20%, you are going way above 20%. It's growing, because the first one is 20%, the second was 22%, the next one is 22.2%. And so it goes up exponentially every time. It grows. And that's where you have a situation where things will flatline, go slow, and then suddenly start taking off because the compounding takes effect of it. Call it trajectory. If you don't like compounding, the trajectory is going to start increasing. But as you do that, you have the faith and knowledge to handle it. See, one problem we have in the world today is we all know the lottery winners, almost all of them go broke. Okay, they don't know how to handle the money. They haven't been taught how to handle it. But when you do it a piece at a time, you learn how to handle your finances in a godly way. And God wants you to have plenty. Don't believe. God wants you to have plenty too. It's not just to give it all away. You're going to have plenty for yourself. You have so much that you can do whatever you want to with it to bless people in the kingdom.
Amen. Now, those of you that are in graduate school too, don't forget that's coming up at the last Friday. The time's going to change to 4:30 p.m. Pacific, which is 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. So whatever you Mountain Time people are, you're going to have to calculate. That would be 5:30, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we were led to do a faster fast track of Healing School 1, 2, and 3. So there's most of Healing School 1 is in the Morning Miracle book. So it takes 2.5 hours to read that book from cover to cover. Right, Annie? That's how long it took her. There's some Healing School 2 in there and a part of semester 3. Go through that book, because all 12 chapters, when you know it, you live it, brings your miracles.
And Healing School 1's like 24 hours altogether.
Yeah. So, and this is a daily guide. Every prayer you need is there anytime you need it. Anytime you need to forgive somebody, read through and help yourself go through the scenario of what we taught in those lessons and see if you've hit those things, if you've, you know, unpeeled every layer of the onion, of a new onion, of a new unforgiveness, if that makes sense. Because that's a different relationship you have with that person that you have to forgive it's not the same as the last person you had to forgive. So it's not a cookie cutter thing, because you might have different things that you're offended at that maybe you didn't realize before with that specific person. So if you're still having some hindrances in your life, check and see if you have any more layers to peel of unforgiveness towards yourself or others, or if you have any fears. And I know a lot of people say, I'm not afraid, because they don't feel scared. But then if they have a concern or worry, they don't realize that is a fear. If you're stressed out or overwhelmed, that is a fear.
If you're up all night, you only think you're not afraid.
Right.
There's something there.
Right. So there's a lot of things that mask itself, but the main thing is the fear will take on different synonyms. Okay. So that in itself will also open doors for hindrances and blockages. So we want to unblock ourselves from anything that's hindering. So we just receive those blessings. If you think of yourself as who you are with that dunamis dynamite resurrection power, it'll eradicate the stuff that's messing up your soul. That's trying to tell you that you can't do it. That's trying to tell you that it's going to, you know, be too hard or too difficult, or it's going to take a while to achieve. No, in a nanosecond, God can do anything. You magnetize to yourself the things that you are thinking about in your soul. If you have fear, the things you fear will happen to you. Do you know if you didn't fear them, they would never happen? If you did not fear them, they would never happen. Stop the fear. Stop the worry. Stop the negativity. When you have faith, you magnetize miracles. So if you've had great results in your life, anybody have a testimony? Just get excited about the next one. Whatever you're facing is just another testimony in the progress. It's in the making. Don't think of it as, oh, geez, I'm going to have to get through this other challenge. No, think of it as, hey, I have victory and God has given me that victory. And this is my test so I could get the testimony. Think of yourself already victorious in it, and you'll magnetize the victory. Make sense? Okay, so hope that's helped you guys. Has that helped anybody? Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, that was a good session.
Okay, we'll close in prayer for tonight then, but you had a good night's sleep. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, we thank you for going that cross on the 50th Jubilee. And we thank you that because of you, we are free in every area of our lives. And we thank you, Jesus, for that. And we impart that freedom to everybody here to receive it continuously, never ending, that you went to the cross and set us up with a new covenant. And we don't have to go every year and do an atonement. We go to you directly. And we walk in faith and belief that everything you do, you give us the power to make wealth. And we put our hands to prosper. And we thank you that all debts have been canceled, rebuked, or paid off in Jesus' name. Amen.
We agree for Jubilee for each one of us in Jesus' name. Amen.
And we have a life of abundance that comes in.
Yes.
Not just for us, but for the kingdom, but also for us too, that we can be an example of people who really receive your blessings in Jesus' name.
And I send the angels of God and the powers of heaven to hasten to perform these affirmations and prayers, to perform it quickly. And everyone that agrees says,
Amen.
Okay, love you guys. You guys can unmute if you want to say goodbye to each other.
God bless everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. God bless.
Good night, everyone.
Love you.
Bless you.
Thank you, pastors.
Hallelujah.